Mama told me when I was young, said sit beside me, my only son, and listen closely to what I say, and if you do this, it'll help you some sunny day. Oh, take your time, don't live too fast. Troubles will come, and they will pass. You'll find a woman, oh yeah, and you'll find love, and don't forget that there is a someone up above, and this simple kind of man will be something you love and all. All that you need now is in your soul, and you can do this, oh baby, if you try. All that I want for you, my son, is to be satisfied and be a simple kind of man. Be something you love and understand. So baby, be a simple kind of man. Oh, be something you love and don't you worry, you'll find yourself. Follow your heart and nothing else. And you can do this, oh baby, if you try. All that I want for you, my son, is to be
thank you, baby. Oh, yes. Thank you, baby.
Yep, I'd been doing it that way up until this last time. But I just felt like changing it all of a sudden. I don't know why. I don't know why. Okay. Tempo. Breaking bread, we are gathered here together to break bread. Breaking bread, breaking bread, we are gathered here together to break bread. It's not the barley or the wheat. It's not the oven or the heat that makes this bread so good to eat. It's the kneading and the sharing that makes the meal complete. Breaking bread, breaking bread, we are gathered here together to break bread. Breaking bread, breaking bread, we are gathered here together to break bread. Upon the water bread is cast, the last is first, the first is last. For everyone who eats this bread, there are thousands, maybe more, that will be fed. Breaking bread, breaking bread, we are gathered here together to break bread. Breaking bread, breaking bread, we are gathered here together to break bread. Breaking bread, breaking bread, we are gathered here together to break bread.
It's 9:15. Current temperature 39.
Saturday in the park, I'm thinking, well,
such a long time.
running at.
Another week. This week.
Back from spring break.
Week seven. It's week seven.
Things go way too fast.
Agreed.
So how was your spring break?
Let's actually hear about your spring break first.
I didn't really do anything exciting. I went to Minnesota last weekend, which would be fun in the summer.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, it's really cold up there right now.
Uh-huh.
I could make something up, but that would be lying.
You want to hear about mine then?
Yeah.
All right. So, for my spring break, I road tripped by bicycle.
Ooh.
Down to St. Louis.
Really?
In a matter of 2 days.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a rough 2 days for me. And then on the way there, I ate McDonald's.
That's not a good biking diet.
Okay, fine. peanut butter and jelly. I had peanut butter and jelly, actually.
Now that's protein. Much better.
Yeah. it was pretty good stuff. I have to admit, I would probably do that tour again. The tour of Illinois.
Did you just camp? I know you said it was 2 days. So that night, did you just camp out?
Yeah, I camped actually overnight in this farm. crazy story, all right?
I can't wait to hear.
I was traveling to St. Louis, mm-hmm. and in between here and St. Louis, there's a lot of corn.
Right,
because it's Illinois.
It's that time of year.
Right. There's not a lot of corn, actually. There's a lot of cows, though. And I almost got stepped on one. I almost got stepped on by one.
By a cow while you were camping?
Yeah, because I stayed the night in a pasture.
Barn.
But, like, when I got there at, like, 6 o'clock, that's, like, when it gets dark.
Right.
The cow wasn't there. But then, like, when I got up at 7, mm-hmm. the cow was, like, almost on top of me.
That would have been really awful to wake up with a hoof, like, in your chest.
I'm pretty sure it would have killed me.
It could have killed you. Well,
and then I made it to St. Louis, and then I climbed the arch.
Climbed all the way up to the top?
All the way to the top.
I didn't know that was legal.
Inside of it.
Ah.
and then, yeah, after that, I went, hung out with my friend Joshlyn Eaton, who actually was in Washington, D.C. I flew there.
Wait, her name is Joshlyn?
Joshy.
Oh.
I think it's Joshlyn. If it's not, well, that's what I call her at work, so I'm allowed to.
Okay.
Yeah, that was really fun. I got to hang out with her and CJ in Washington, D.C.
CJ's great.
CJ's great. so, yeah, I mean, my spring break was kicker butt.
Kicker butt.
Yeah, that was just a word I made up. You like it?
I like that. I'm going to start using that.
All right, man. So, let's talk about the spring sports.
Like baseball?
Baseball, softball, tennis.
Because baseball is awesome right now.
Baseball kicked butt.
They did
7-1.
Fantastic.
7-1.
With a couple of huge wins.
Right now, baseball 7-1. Softball is 3-7. They played a little more games.
Got to be exhausting. 10 games in a week.
Yeah. Starting Sunday to Friday.
That's awful.
That's not even a week. That's 2 days, 2 games.
That's a full week almost. I'm lying.
2 games on Sunday, 2 games on Monday, 2 games on Wednesday, 2 games on Thursday, 2 games on Friday.
Ugh.
Yeah, that sounds miserable.
I mean, I really love the sport, I guess, but I could never do that.
They're in Florida, so I'm pretty sure they got to go to Disneyland, too.
Yeah, I saw some of the Facebook pictures. It looked pretty cool.
Right, yeah. So my first game is on Sunday. And they played Trine University. They lost 0-15 in 5 innings. Here's a good point. At D3 softball, mm-hmm. Trine University is in the top 10.
Okay. So that's an acceptable.
Acceptable defeat right there.
Yeah.
And that's all right. That's all right. I mean, 15-0, it's a rough one, but I mean, that was the first one.
It's a learning experience.
Right. You played the first one right there.
Still getting things figured out.
Right. So, and then, the same day, they played Westminster College.
Where's that?
It's in Pennsylvania.
Oh.
They've won 5-0.
Hmm. That's a good win.
So on the day, they went
500?
Yeah, they went 500. I was going to say they let their opponents outscore them by 10.
When you put it that way, it's awesome.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, yeah, it's a new year. Do you have any games for Monday?
For what, softball?
Baseball.
This coming Monday or this past week?
Past week.
They started on Sunday.
Oh, who they play?
Simpson from Iowa.
Wow, Iowa.
Yep, they won 6-0 in that one.
Okay.
The next day, they played St. Mary's in Minnesota.
That's on Monday?
That's a Monday, yes.
Okay.
They won that one 6-1.
Okay.
The next 3 days, they played Northland, Simpson, who's from Iowa, and Malone. And they won those games with a combined 27-4.
Dang.
That's awesome.
Okay, I just wanted to point out, I looked it up, Trine University on NCAA softball is ranked 11.
Not by one.
I know, right?
That's still...
Yeah, I thought so too. So, you know, it's a learning experience. For my Monday, I had softball had Bolliette College. No idea where they're from. Actually, I feel like they're pretty close because if you look, I think they play them again. Yeah, they play them again. In Bolliette, Wisconsin, on Saturday the 16th. So, this coming Saturday. I'll tell you what they did against them, and they won 11-0 in 5 innings.
Nice.
Yeah. So, at that point, they were 2-1 on the season, right. 3 games in. Pretty good. Pretty good. That afternoon, they played Bluffton University. You know where that's at?
No.
Ohio. Hmm. Actually, they were in the news 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
2007. That was more than that.
That's
that was,
a long time ago.
Yeah, they were heading to Florida for their baseball kickoff, mm-hmm. spring training. When the bus driver at like 3 a.m. read the on ramp wrong,
mm-hmm.
and went up the on ramp. Missed the stop sign, and then flipped the bus.
Seriously?
Over the thing, killing like 5 people. And the bus driver and the wife.
That's crazy.
No joke. Yeah, they're a D3 school in Bluffton, Ohio.
Why are all these schools going down to Florida to play? I feel like you could go to, like, Atlanta.
I feel like it's just a destination for a lot of softball schools. Or softball teams.
Why so far south, though?
Because everyone's going there. I don't really know.
It's like a big tournament thing?
Maybe. I don't know. I've never been. That'd be fun to go. We need to talk to Jim Egan.
Yeah, we should all road trip down with him.
They fly, we'll road trip. they lost to Bluffton 4-14. So by the end of Monday, they were 2-2.
Still positive. Actually, neutral, because 500 still. But still not...
And the run differential is way off.
So being 500, allowing that many runs, that's good.
Yeah, that's true. They're the lucky Irish.
I try to look at things positively.
All right. Where you stand after Monday?
After Monday?
Are you done for Mondays?
Yeah, I'm all done with Monday.
Do you have any Tuesdays?
Tuesday, they had a game... Boys baseball had a game against Northland.
Ooh, where are they from?
Doesn't say.
Okay.
They won 10-0 in 8 innings. They had 16 hits in that game.
Really? Wait, what game was that?
Against Northland.
They played a D2 school. They won. Like 13-3.
That's the one I was excited to get to. I want to... Talk about that one. 9 guys had a hit in that game.
9? That's the whole lineup.
That's
the whole lineup. Right there.
What? Tony Barreto had 4 hits.
A catcher.
The catcher, yeah. That's crazy.
Concordia needs to jump on this. This baseball team...
When did we get so amazing at baseball?
We've been this amazing in baseball.
They were good last year, right? I didn't know they were that good.
They've been good the 2 years I've been here. And they've been good. Like, this is Concordia's best consistent team. I know football did 8-2.
I'm not going to argue that.
I know football did 8-2 for 3 years, and then they broke out with their 10-1. But baseball...
I didn't realize how good baseball had been.
Because no one cares to look.
Why not?
Who knows? Baseball is America's pastime.
The Cubs win like 3 games and people are going like World Series. And, you know, our team's probably ranked really high, right?
Not yet.
How? If we've been awesome the last like, 10 years.
They're moving up. I promise. They're moving up.
Hey, we got to start promoting this thing because
they're actually working on making a legit event for them to have a huge turnout.
Like a big thing.
They're ready to spend money to get fans there.
Spend money?
I mean, I don't know if you know this, the bricks they used to do the backstop for the stadium came from Wrigley.
Did it really? It
really did. Then they have new bleachers. Like
they're awesome bleachers.
Their seats are like better than the football field.
Yeah, and they had like three people in them all year last year.
And they have like backs, and they have like armrests, and it's like
cup holders, and
like what?
Like it's a real stadium,
right? I mean, it is. It is really small. Don't get me wrong, but
it's really nice.
It's always empty.
Yeah,
always empty. And baseball's so great.
I love baseball.
Me too.
I can't wait for baseball.
23rd is the home opener.
23rd is the home opener.
That weekend. That weekend's also spring formal.
That's going to be fun. I need a ticket for that.
Oh. We might have to talk next break.
All right. Well, let's get back to baseball.
Okay. So your Tuesday. You got anything else for Tuesday?
No, that was it for Tuesday.
All right. Well, softball played Alvernia. On Wednesday, Alvernia is from Pennsylvania. That's pretty far. And they probably don't play them again this year. And Alvernia beat Concordia 5-11.
Mm. Well, at least they scored some.
Yeah, it was actually a really good scoring. They just lost. What do you have for Tuesday?
We already covered Tuesday.
For you?
Yeah. The baseball team only played one game a day.
You're right. All right, so the same day, softball played Catholic University. Catholic University...
I wonder what religion they studied.
Catholic University, if I'm on the right one, which I feel like I am, they're actually in Washington, D.C. I wonder where they play. I just don't feel like there's a lot of land out there for softball fields.
Yeah, it's got to be a busy.
It's like busy,
I mean,
and congested.
Chicago's pretty busy. It's like the capital of the world, isn't it?
The world, the United States.
Yyeah.
Same thing, I feel. Catholic beat Concordia 10-1 in 5 innings. They had a rough stretch. For Wednesday through Thursday, where they went 3 games in 5 innings, where they lost 0-4. But they turned it around.
They turned it around.
Also on Thursday, they had Muskegum. Oh, nope. They had Simpson College, which you said was
from Iowa,
whatever. Muskegum. Then they played Muskegum. They lost to Simpson. Simpson 1-15.
Oof.
And yeah, 1-15. That's a rough day
at the office.
And then the same day they played Muskegum University, which I feel is like a really fun name.
I wonder if they're as fun a school as their name. That's got to be a recruiting tool for them.
Hey, man, come to Muskegum.
Why? Because we're Muskegum.
Let's be so bad, like Muskegum.
How are your facilities? Doesn't matter. Our name's Muskegum.
Like Muskegum University. They're in New Concord, Ohio.
Ohio?
So another Ohio school.
I wonder who the farthest team was. Who came the greatest distance?
Not probably us. Probably Washington, D.C.
That might be. Unless there was something from, Maine.
Yeah. Tennessee. No, I'm just kidding.
Minnesota,
Muskegum. Muskegum beat us 9-0. Oop. So, we're done Thursdays. Right? You've done Thursday?
Not Thursday. You skipped Wednesday for me.
Oh, I'm
Did
sorry.
I? No, I didn't. I don't know. Well, on the 6th, which was Wednesday, they played Simpson in Iowa. Not in Iowa. They're from Iowa. They won that one 4-1.
That's too close for my liking.
Aren't they good, though?
Who?
Simpson.
I'll look them up.
You do that. And then the next day, on Thursday, they played Malone, and that was their big 13-3 win.
That's so big. So big.
And then on the 8th, that would be Friday, they had their only loss of the week. They lost to Wartburg?
I talked to a baseball player today.
Really?
Yeah, in class. And I said, hey, man, so 7-1, that's a good start.
That's awesome.
And he's like, yeah. And I was like, that's awesome. And the team you guys lost to, was that the best team you guys had played? And he said, yeah, I'd like to think so. And I was like, all right. And apparently Concordia threw their best guy at him, who had 8 strikeouts earlier in the week, Dan Kloss. He was actually the Northern Athletic...
Oh, pitcher.
Pitcher of the week last week.
I was thinking batter. Huh? Did you throw your best players at him?
Nope, Dan Kloss, pitcher. He's their number one pitcher. And actually, talking about that, Dan Kloss won the Northern Athletic Pitcher of the Week last week. Guess who wins it this week for Concordia?
Dan Kloss?
No, Ryan Thorson.
Ah.
Yeah, right? Like, wow. Concordia's pitching is just taking over right now, I feel. So, yeah.
Where are we on your schedule here?
I looked up Simpson baseball because I kind of wondered. They are 4-5 right now. Hmm. Yeah. That's not the team that beat them, though, right? No, they
They lost to Wartburg.
Wartburg.
I'm going to look. You talk about softball while I look at it.
Okay. Softball then played. We're up to Friday, right, for you?
Yes.
Friday the 8th, they played Roger Williams University. Wonder where that's at. They won 15-8.
Nice.
Concordia won that game, 15-8.
Sweet.
And then they played Geneva University, which I feel like is pretty close to here. I don't know where, though. But I just feel like it's like around the corner, maybe. Geneva University. That's not correct. They're telling me it's in Switzerland.
That's probably not the right.
Right.
I'm just looking at the scores of Wartburg. They're also 7-1.
Wartburg is.
Yeah, they're really good.
They play in D3?
Doesn't say on this website.
Who they play the 13-3 game?
Who?
Concord.
Us?
Yeah. What was the 13-3 game?
Malone. But yeah, Wartburg is really good, so.
Because my inside source said Malone University was a D2 school. I just want to check, because I feel like that would be odd. Especially if we beat them 13-3. Like,
that would be a little strange.
You should probably not be D2.
If you're getting beat by a D3 team by that much.
I mean, I don't care if we're the best D3 team there is, which I don't think we are. Don't get me wrong. I don't think that. But if you're getting beat by...
Although with baseball, it's a little, like...
different, because you're kind of like on an equal playing field. Like, at least with football, you have size.
With football, there's a lot of size difference. With basketball, there's height difference.
That's true. That's
baseball,
true.
Everyone's generally the same size, other than, like, once you get to, like, pros.
They play in the GLAC. GLIAC. Great Lakes Intercollegiate Athletic Conference.
That is an awful name.
Yeah. Kind of, like, makes me love NAC.
NAC is better. Yeah, like a knack for winning. Just came up with that now. Is that clever?
That's pretty good, yeah. I really want to figure this out. Like, GLAC. Maybe I'll just do a Google search for that.
You know, our athletic website hasn't been updated since the 15th of January.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, the main story is still that Coach Ori was hired.
No, it's not. You haven't updated it.
Not my job.
Are you talking about the Concordia University?
The Concordia Sports website.
No, man. My main story right now is Cougars back on winning streak.
Mine is the homepage here.
With victory over St. Mary's. Are you on the Concordia football page? Like, what are you on right now?
I don't know why I would be on the football page. I didn't click on football.
It hit, like, the Cougar head at the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's got a picture of Mr. Ori.
No way.
That's what mine does.
Hit refresh.
It did. I don't know what's going on.
Because mine says Cougars back on winning track with victory over St. Mary's.
Frightened.
And then the next one says Cougars winning streak ends at hands of Wartburg.
Wait, no, it did it.
Oh,
now I see a baseball player.
We should really talk about the athletes of the week also.
Oh yeah, we have those.
Yeah, we do. Are we done with the schedule?
We covered all the important ones. They had a couple more wins. Against St. Mary's and Bethany. Next game's on the 16th, so, well, that's away.
We'll talk about that.
Talk about that stuff later.
Yeah. Actually, let's talk about it now.
Yeah, let's get out of the way.
Okay. So, I have, on the 16th, the softball team travels to, Beloit. It's Wisconsin. Beloit.
Beloit.
Beloit, you know, whatever, it doesn't matter. They travel there to play Loras College, and they also play Beloit College, which they beat in Florida 11-0. I wonder if the weather's going to play any effect in that. You have anything for Saturday? Do you have anything? What's your next game?
Saturday.
Okay.
Against DePauw.
DePauw! DePauw!
Yeah.
That'd be like a superhero name, I feel. DePauw!
Yeah, that'd be like his, like the comic, like, thing. Like explosion, like
right,
the comic
letters.
You punch a guy. DePauw!
DePauw!
But yeah, they played DePauw in Indiana. Then.
They're traveling to Indiana this week. They're leaving at Friday. Like,
on Friday, like.
3?
I have no idea.
When's their game?
Saturday.
Yeah, they're leaving Friday at 3.
Huh. That's kind of cool.
I have an inside source. A.K.A. Rob Locke, if you're listening, there you go, man. There you go, Rob Locke. You still owe me my clip from my backpack, jerk.
Hey, I'm not going to get it back at that end.
Hey, man. He lives on my floor. He's had it since Christmas break.
I went to look up who Rob Locke is. Rob Lowe came up before him.
Oh.
Rob Lowe is an actor.
All right,
but I digress. After DePauw, they have another game at DePauw on the 17th.
Don't they have a doubleheader on Saturday and Sunday?
Oh yeah, on both days. On Saturday they play DePauw and Rose Holman.
Ugh, sounds scary.
The next day they play the same two teams.
Just different order?
No, same order.
Oh, cool. Great. 4 games,
and then the weekend after that, they...
You don't have to cover that.
Why not? It's exciting news.
You just have it until Monday. Monday to Monday.
I'm excited about the home opener.
Just tell them how many days away it is.
14? More than that. A lot.
It's the 11th, the 23rd, bro. It's 12. Nope. Alright. Okay, so my next home game. Nope, just kidding. My home game's not for a while. The next game, though, is Saturday the 16th. They play Loras College and Beloit in Beloit. And that's it until next Tuesday. We'll cover that next week.
Alright.
See how that works?
I guess.
Tennis. I don't think there's anything for tennis yet.
When does their season start?
I'm going to look that up right now. Schedule? Here we go.
It'd be nice to get, like, a tennis mob, like, fan base going.
No, actually, the tennis team hates that.
Do they?
Yeah. Because
I feel like if I played tennis, that would really fire me up.
SAC did that, Student Athlete Advisory Committee. They, like, had this, like, thing where you had to show up to another athlete's competition. And a bunch of the football players went to tennis, and the coach said never again.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
He hated it because you kind of be, like, quiet, and you kind of also have to be, like, rich and, like, a snob to play tennis. And or be a fan of it, and or okay, it's not like NASCAR, and we both know that. Like NASCAR, you could.
I wouldn't say you have to be rich. I think it's just more of a classy sport.
Okay, all right, yeah,
I
agree.
I think
that.
That's what you're trying to say.
All right, I believe that, but it's not like NASCAR, which you could be.
It's a lot closer to golf than NASCAR.
Yes, it's like golf.
It's
exactly.
The same kind of attitude.
Like, you can't just show up in a like jeans and.
I feel like he could.
Jeans, and well, at Concordia maybe, but like at Wimbledon, I'm pretty sure there's like a dress code for Wimbledon. Like
why though? Like.